I have a guide that I offer. It's called Beat the Best Online Fare Every Time, Every Flight. So there's a few websites that return better prices more often than other ones, knowing that there is no one website that will always give you the best price. One of them is hipmunk.com. That's H-I-P-M-U-N-K. Second one is skyscanner.com. And third is kayak.com. So what you do is you run your flight through all three websites, cherry pick the best one for you, and then to book it, you go to flightnetwork.com, and they have a best price guarantee. So they'll match a better price found for an identical itinerary, and on top of that, they'll give you a credit of $10 just as an extra incentive to get you to book with them. Once you do that, even better, they have price drop protection. So once you've booked your flight, if the price drops afterward, they'll refund you the difference of what you paid to what it dropped to. The thing is, they're not going to tell you if that happens. So
you have to figure that out for yourself.
And there's a way you can do that. What you do is once you book your flight, you go to airfarewatchdog.com, put your flight in there, and an Airfare Watchdog will send you automatic notifications if the price drops. So then you just contact Flight Network, and they'll refund you the difference.
Very neat. Yes. How about, have you ever tried, let's say, doing a home exchange or something like that?
Yes. Well, homeexchange.com was featured in the movie The Holiday a number of years back,
right,
with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. Home swapping is what it's called. And I recommend that website. I think it's great for young families who have kids. And to home swap with other families that have the same number of kids and the same age range, it really makes it feasible for families to take long-term trips, long-distance trips, essentially.
Right.
And then you've got the right number of bedrooms, toys, those sorts of things. And I recommend taking a slow, cautious approach with that, getting to know the people you'll be swapping your home with. As long as you aren't exchanging money, which traditionally you aren't when you're swapping homes, your home insurance will cover anything that could perhaps happen to your home. But certainly, I recommend a few Skype phone calls, taking some time to know the people you'll be swapping homes with, having arrangements with their neighbors, having arrangements where your neighbors will be interacting with them. And by doing that, it has been a very successful tool. And there's over 1 million subscribers right now to homeexchange.com.
Right. Okay.
Quite often, when people come to me, they'll say, Russell, I'm going here. I'm going to this place next month or next year. How can I save money? And I find the first mistake people often make with planning their trip is the deciding when and where to go.
Right.
That's the first mistake people make, is the first decision they make with planning their trip. So what I recommend quite often is a bit more of a holistic approach. There's probably many places you'd like to visit.
Oh, yes.
So with that is by understanding and maybe taking a bit of time, and it's a fun exercise, identifying all the places you want to go to. You prioritize the ones that are least expensive to visit today or next summer. And you, by prioritizing the one that's least expensive, places where you may know people, that would be ideal because it cuts out the cost of your accommodations. Maybe if you didn't, but you do know people who live in another place that would be equally satisfying for you to visit, I'd say prioritize that one. These are just things to think about before deciding exactly where to go. The biggest cost, well, accommodations. There's five or six ways you can get free accommodations. One of them is, you'd mentioned, home swapping. Travel hospitality. Generally more popular for younger people. There's websites like travelhospitalityclub.com. And couchsurfing.com is one of the big popular ones. So that's where travelers will actually open up their home to you. It's usually intended for shorter term visits, and you certainly want to reciprocate with any host, if it's not monetarily, by showing your appreciation, helping around their home, tidying up after yourself, taking them out for dinner, those sorts of things to reciprocate. Now, in terms of free accommodations, a few other things, or even inexpensive options, people often don't think of university dormitories, which are empty.
True.
During the off season. For example, nearby here at Mount Allison, people coming here through here in the summertime, many universities will rent out those rooms for the price of a hostel. Very
right.
Inexpensive, yes. We've got the credit cards we had discussed. Loyalty programs is something that's important. Anytime you stay at any hotel anywhere, most hotels and chains have loyalty programs. They're free to sign up to, and they just take a couple minutes. So always sign up. And by having credit cards as well, they can give you sign-up bonuses that also accumulate points. You can really churn a lot of points to get free hotels. Now, something in Canada, online shopping malls are offering big incentives to get people from bricks and mortar stores. They offer free shipping and even free returns if you ship things back if you don't want them. And shop.ca will offer, a few times a year, they'll offer 15 points per dollar spent purchasing something. So if there's a big ticket item that you want to get, a $750 purchase will get you 15,000 points for a short haul flight. Now, if you want to fly anywhere in North America, it's 25,000 points. So you divide that by 15. Internationally, quite often 60,000 points. Divide that by 15. So you're getting tremendous value in points. And if you're using it with a credit card, that also gives you points, gives you the sign-up bonus. We're really using leverage here to multiply our return on for our purchasing power.
That's awesome. Is there anything that I might have left out that you'd like to add here at the end?
Well, you know, I could talk all day about all sorts of things, but breakthetravelbarrier.com has a tremendous wealth of information. There is a blog, how to never pay roaming fees again, the free guide, how to beat the best online fare every time, every flight. There's a student resource center. There's also a directory of every website you'll ever need, starting with all the free accommodation options, and then everything else sorted from the least to most expensive accommodation options. So you just quickly start at the top with the free options, and you stop as soon as you find what's right for you. And it saves you time and a lot of money.
Excellent. Thanks so much for coming in, Russell.
The pleasure's all mine.
That is the end of today's interview with Russell Hannon. I hope you enjoyed it. Russell is the nephew of Jim Hannon, who used to be the EMO advisor here in Cumberland County. And Russell was traveling here from Calgary to visit his uncle and family. Russell offers lots of interesting ideas on how to travel without spending huge amounts of money. Hope you took good notes. If not, call the radio station and we'll see if we can play back something and give you some information. Radio station's at 660-1079. And until next time, this is Foxtrot Lisa signing off.